Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop, which is having their full restock day today on Elliott Road, as well as the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined by Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, right here on WCHL in the studio to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
I'm tired. I've had a long week, but I am ready for Kids Q being my espresso.
Everyone has had a long week.
Yeah.
It's been a short week, and everyone had such
a
long week.
I know. And yet, you know,
it was a short week.
It's hot, and we just did some moving stuff throughout the week, and it wears you out when it's what is worse than moving when it's hot? Only if it's raining. Or snowing.
We've done that once in the snow and
icy. That is not really very much fun at all. So
hot is worse though, because I've moved in heat and you can deal with snow. You put on layers, you wear gloves. As long as it's not super slippery on the ground,
right,
you can do it. But when it's 100 degrees or 95 degrees, you can only be moving stuff for so long before you have to take a break.
It's true.
Yeah.
And if there's a swimming pool in the place that you're moving into or out of, that helps. Yeah. So.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If your voice was replaced with an animal sound for the next hour,
which animal sound would you choose?
This is not a permanent thing, just for the next hour.
Just for the next hour. Oh, man, this is really, I don't know, this is really hard.
Yeah, right?
What's the animal? Okay, I get to ask a question as a parliamentary procedure. What's the animal that makes the most whining sound?
Humans.
Okay, after humans, what's the animal that makes it? Oh, I know what it is. Oh, you and I both know what it is. My cat.
It
would be this sound that we heard when we returned home from the moving adventure, which was this from our cat. Meow, 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 which is like, what do you mean you left? You were gone for like a whole year.
That's the noise that my cat makes beginning at 9 p.m. Her bedtime is 10. We always feed her.
She has a bedtime?
Because Brad feeds them and he gets up early in the morning, so he has to go to bed fairly early. So the cat's bedtime is 10 o'clock ish.
But they honor it completely
because we feed them, we put them in their room, we shut the door, and then they're in their room all night.
Okay.
But Styx has gotten to the point where she is aware that bedtime/dinner time is coming, so she starts whining for food an hour in advance. For the last hour of the night, every night, we get that
meow, meow, meow. Yeah, and then our cat was like on the bed with us last night. We were just completely plowed, exhausted. Mm-hmm. Right, and she's on the bed with us. We're just watching TV, and so our bedroom door was closed, and the cat, you know, decides she's had enough of visiting with us.
Yeah.
So she gets down, goes over to the door, stops at the door, pauses to lick her paw, and just looks at us like, "You people," you know, and then goes and opens the door and walks out. And I said, "You know, I think she just dumped us right there."
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she's just like, we've had to, you know, take off and go to the beach a couple of times because of this transaction. And she's just like, you guys better knock this off. I just did not authorize these trips without notice. And there's no tuna laying around, nothing. You don't bring me anything. It's awful.
So your answer is cat. My answer, because it has to be replaced with an animal sound for the next hour.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going to be for the next hour.
Yeah, my cat could do it for an hour, let me tell you. Yeah.
I'm going to be here in the studio with this live microphone in my face. So whatever I do, it's going to go out live on the air.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a fox. Because no radio show will ever have better ratings than someone going ring ding 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 for an hour straight.
I was going to say, it's not you, Carl. Turn off the radio, Carl. You're supposed to be working. Not you. Not that fox.
If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. And if you're listening out there and you're wondering what a fox has to do with ring ding ding, just look it up on the internet. You'll get it real quick.